For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning to everyone. Good morning. Hope you're doing great. As I say every Monday, I hope you're coming off of a great weekend. I sincerely mean that. And as I promised, I will always do to the best of my ability. I'll give you a status report of the meetings that we're doing out there. Well, we did our ADM Daytime Spring Retreat at Longview House and Gardens. And I know quite a few of you listen to the broadcast because you told me that you do. So you're involved in this. My brethren, we had a phenomenal time in God. We had some real life changes. I'm thrilled. All glory to God. I was encouraged to start writing down some of these testimonies. I need to do that. And because it's all glory to God. It's so wonderful to see what he has done, what he's doing in the meetings, and just some great life changes. So I give all the glory to him, as I've been saying. Come to any meeting when you can. We are having a time at our meetings. I just keep sensing this phrase. I just feel like God is bumping it up. I feel like God is... what's the word I'm looking for? Increasing. He's putting his hand on some things. And it's almost as if we stand back and say, wow, you are in this place type of thing. I hope I'm making sense. We still go by a little bit of a plan that we think he has told us to go by. But man, I'm going to tell you, when he comes into the room, and he wants to interrupt that plan, you know, it would behoove you to say, yes, sir, have your way. Because, boy, when he comes in, that's it. You just might as well, you know, it's a blast. And we have had some great reports as a result of that daytime retreat. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some highlights in this teaching all week that God really downloaded to me. You probably know a lot of these things. I thought I did too. But as God will do, he'll say, you got to go so much deeper in this, and it's ridiculous. You got to climb up so much higher in this. There's so much more. I hope I can challenge you in that today. I hope as you listen to some of these teachings, you go, wow, I know that intellectually, I even have some revelation on it, but perhaps I can grow more in this area. And that's what I want to do all week with this teaching called Abide. I will do good to get John 15 on this broadcast, and then I will expound on it all week. John 15, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Verse 2, any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts away, he trims off, he takes away, and he cleanses. And repeatedly, that word had jumped out at me in the Amplified, repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. Dwell in me and I'll dwell in you means live in me. Goes on because I'm running out of time. He's the vine, we're the branch. To abide, remain, stay closely connected to, settle in for the long term. Message Bible, live in me. I'm going to take all week and tell you why this is critical, what kind of fruit we're bearing for the kingdom of God. Join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.